Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the underground Iranian revival. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com. /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In a documentary entitled Sheep Among Wolves, Volume 2, the filmmakers bring light and focus to how the gospel is spreading in Iran. The underground church faces constant threat of persecution from the Iranian government, but the Iranian church leaders say that persecution actually makes their church strong. Iranians view American Christian complacency as a bigger threat to the gospel than the persecution that they face. They claim that Islam is losing its hold on both Christians and non-Christians in Iran, and that their biggest witness is not denying Jesus in the face of persecution. In the full article found at charismanews.com, president and founder of Iran Alive Ministries, Hormuz Shariat, shared stories from the underground believers. One persecuted believer said to him, "Pastor, do not give up. Don't worry about us. I had the honor of being tortured for Christ. Do you remember Psalm 23? I had the honor of experiencing that verse in the torture chamber. How can you experience that if your enemies are not there? But my enemies were there. But my sweet Jesus was there also." The article talks about four common themes learned from Iranian church leaders. Islam is losing credibility in Iran. Iranian mosque attendance is decreasing. People used to say that Islam is good, but the government has the problem. Now people are saying that they are fed up with what Islam has done to their society, and that they can see the hypocrisy and flaws in the Muslim religion. In 1979, the Islamic Revolution leader claimed that he heard from God and promised the Iranian people utopia, but only brought the worst devastation in the history of the Persian Empire. They say that every Iranian is passionate about God, but now they are open to know the real God. With Islam losing its iron grip on the people, Iranians are open to other religions, and sources say that Jesus is using the supernatural to reach the unreached. There have been phenomenal reports of people encountering a man in white whose face they cannot see in their dreams, and in some cases even in person too. Underground leaders have shared amazing stories of their encounters with that man in white. One man said that a man in white knocks on my door every night, and every time I open the door, I can't look at his face. But he tells me to write down these things. When the church leader asked how long the man in white had been coming, he was handed a notebook filled with writing. Upon reading the writings, the church leader recognized it as the entire book of John, verbatim. As that man shared his testimony, the whole city was reported as coming to Christ, and now they had to flee for their own safety. Some American church leaders like John MacArthur are critics of these testimonies and say that Jesus is not really appearing to Muslims. When asked about that, an Iranian woman responded, "I don't know who John MacArthur is, but I do know that the man in white has been appearing to Muslims." although most in the West are more prone to come to Jesus through a sermon or a call for salvation. In Iran, visitations of Jesus and miracles are speaking to the heart language of the Persian people. In the West, Christian life is often centered around Sunday service, but that is impossible in Iran. Ali Bagheri, the outreach coordinator for discipleship of Iran Ministries Discipleship, says that large events and gatherings cannot be held, so discipleship and one-on-one evangelism are the most effective methods to advance the kingdom of God. The church leadership in Iran is completely decentralized and distributed. Based around Ephesians 4, they have empowered the entire body of Christ to do the work of God, and that especially includes women leaders who have overcome extremely hard lives, facing poverty, abuse, and rape. Joel Richardson, the co-producer of the film Sheep Among Wolves Volume 2, says that in a place of profound brokenness in that culture, the Lord is using the most broken. These women, in their healing and their restoration, are among the most deliberate and passionate evangelists, now that they have been set free from so much of the pain that they have had to endure. In the West, there is often debate about women leaders in church, but the Iranian leaders say that Christians in the U.S. have freedom and time to have theological debates. But in Iran, sharing the gospel is a life or death issue, and the men need all the help they can get. If you're under persecution, you don't have these theological debates. In America, we spend too much time not fulfilling the Great Commission. They continue to say, that's why we have childish and baby debates, because we are not focused on spreading the gospel while people are going to hell. Iranian Muslims who have come to faith in Jesus are finding a new and very unexpected love for the Jewish people. Even though the modern government of Iran is propagating hate towards Israel, historically the Persian nation has blessed Israel and are even considered cousins of the Jews. All throughout the Old Testament are examples. The only people group that blessed the Jews from the beginning to the end were the Persians. Esther was married to a Persian king and had favor, and subsequently saved her people. Nehemiah got permission to build a wall from a Persian king as well. Another Persian king, Cyrus, was called by God, "My Anointed." The only other person named that in the Bible is Jesus. And they say that's why God is moving so powerfully in Persia, because the Persians don't have a hatred towards Israel. Ali Bagheri says that in the West, we need to reach Iranians in your area, because many Iranians in the U.S. travel back to Iran to visit their families. Reaching one Iranian in the U.S. could lead to the gospel spreading to an entire family in Iran. Although Iran is often seen in the news shouting, "Death to America and death to Israel," the best plan for peace in the Middle East is the Persian people being introduced to Jesus, the man in white. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one news story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.